This is the Divine Truth Podcast. My name is Patricia Sanders, and I'll be presenting material originally delivered by A.J. Miller and Mary Luck in Australia.
The truth is that what I'm going to present to you are the secrets of the universe. They were lost many, many years ago, and almost 2,000 years ago lost to this earth. And it's only recently that they've been re-presented back to the earth, and we'll discuss why that's the case.
For me, it's about a connection to our soul and a recognition that unless I connect with my soul, I can't connect with the creator of my soul. And my soul is inherently emotional. It's an emotional construct that God created.
I feel one of the major impediments that mankind has today is the amount of effort we've spent shutting down the true condition of our heart. So in other words, most people in their day-to-day life falsify their true feelings and their true thoughts quite frequently. And we need to somehow help people to stop doing that so that they become more truthful and more open and more honest about what they're really feeling and what they're really thinking.
You can't just do little bits and pieces of things when it comes to God. God expects, and you could say God has designed her universe in such a way that if you want to come to her, there is only one way to do it. And this one way encompasses all areas of your life. There's not a single area of your life that will not be touched by progression on the divine love path. It doesn't matter to me whether you believe me or not. What matters to me, though, is that I just want to follow my passion. And my passion is helping people get through all of their stuff so they can connect with God. That's my passion. And that's been always my passion. Ever since I can remember in the first century, that's always been my passion.
We've removed ourselves from the way in which we connect with God. In every single case, religion has been created by the emotions of mankind, generally to dominate other men and women. So it comes from a flawed concept immediately, and then it creates or constructs a God that is violent, angry, abusive, often genocidal. And we need to learn how to love, you see. So what we need to do is we need to start coming to terms with the fact that we are often being unloving and then blaming other people for our actions. And in particular, we're adept at blaming God. And so what we finish up doing is we go, God's this or God's that or God's done this or God's done that, when the reality is that humankind have made a lot of unloving choices.
God is showing us and attempting to lovingly teach us at every moment how we can grow and take responsibility and in that process grow towards him.
And that's why I came here, to show you how to become at one with God from that condition, without any help from any single person other than God. I'm talking about a whole wide variety of laws and truths that govern your life moment by moment by moment, every single day. These are not religious laws. These are not political laws. These are laws that are a part of the universe that we're living in.
These teachings describe the way that we can infinitely grow in all of the qualities that God has, such as love, truth, happiness, wisdom and power, and the way in which we can remove from ourselves any quality that God does not have, such as sadness, fear, unhappiness, pain and suffering. God's truth can only be fully understood through a personal experience between oneself and God, which will be emotional and life-changing. Following God's way will affect every area of your life, just as it has impacted upon every area of my own life.
And what you need to do is allow yourself to connect to the emotions of it and to see whether there's a ring of truth inside of you about it all. And allow yourself to then act upon that emotions inside of yourself. If you do that, you will come to connect with God, and if you connect with God, you will know the truth, because God tells you the truth through that connection. So you won't need me. All I'm here to do is just to be an example that you can choose to follow, and it's not that you follow me, but just the example.
And we need to learn how to love, you see.
The URL for this show is divinetruthpodcast.wordpress.com, and you can find show notes there. AJ and Mary have their website at divinetruth.com, and you can find hundreds and hundreds of hours of material there, as well as PDF downloads, and it's all free. Their YouTube channel is Divine Truth, and there's a channel, Divine Truth FAQ. You can find lots of free material there as well. And all of the seminars that I'll be presenting here are available in full on YouTube with video for free. I'll be breaking their seminars and interviews into segments of about half an hour. And we'll begin with a seminar called Secrets of the Universe, which gives AJ's basic teachings and is probably the best place to start. This first podcast is just going to be an introduction. I want to play two clips. They're both about 6 minutes long. The first one is of AJ reading from his book. He read the first few pages of his book at a seminar recently, and it provides kind of an overview of his approach and what he's teaching and who he is. After that, I'm going to play the introduction to Secrets of the Universe, which was given by a man named Mike Carney when AJ delivered this seminar in Australia. So I'll give it to AJ now.
Since God is the creator of the universe and the creator of the laws that govern all the things seen and unseen, only God knows all the truth in the universe. Divine truth is God's absolute truth. As such, God's truth is infinite, logical, scientifically accurate, and the true reality of universal life. Humankind has over tens of thousands of years hungered and searched for absolute truth on a large variety of subjects. Usually this search has been through a process of experimentation, scientific or otherwise, with limited results. Since humans are not God and no one knew how to receive these truths from God, humankind has continued the process of experimentation in order to discover new truth. In the first century, I discovered the way to receive truth from the source of all truth, the Creator. This way was created by God and only needed someone to discover it through the exercise of their own will. I am Jesus of Nazareth. The way I discovered included experimentation, but also involved the essential ingredient of developing a direct relationship with God. Rather than sharing all the truth I discover with others, I focus on showing others the way in which they can also receive truth from God directly. My first century wife, Mary Magdalene, and I have come to Earth for the second time, along with another 12 people. I was named Alan John Miller by my parents in this life, and Mary has been named Mary Suzanne Luck. We have returned for many reasons, which include sharing the truths that we have learnt from God during our 2,000 years of existence on Earth and in the spirit world. More importantly, we wish to share the method or way that God created whereby humans can learn God's truth and receive God's love. The teachings in this book are a collection of material that we have presented to and discussed with others for over 2,000 years. These teachings describe the way that we can infinitely grow in all of the qualities that God has, such as love, truth, happiness, wisdom and power, and the way in which we can remove from ourselves any quality that God does not have, such as sadness, fear, unhappiness, pain and suffering. Our personal infinite growth in God's qualities and infinite growth in the development of our own soul, our individuality and personality and character, is only possible by engaging this way to God. Absolute truth is all-encompassing. It describes the nature of the physical, spiritual and soul-based universes and dimensions, the structure of these universes, and the loving laws that govern them. It also describes the nature of the human, the physical body, the spiritual form, and the completed soul, and how the human soul operates and controls the physical and spiritual forms, along with every aspect surrounding the development and progression of the human soul and how it interacts with its environment. It describes the created state of the soul and also the full potential of future states and how the human soul can grow infinitely and become completed in love. It demonstrates how the human can become at one with God in love, a state where all of our feelings and beliefs surrounding love will automatically be in harmony with God's love, where we will automatically act in harmony with God's love without needing to try, and where we will only ever experience joyful and pleasurable emotions, just as God does. Following God's way will affect every area of your life, just as it has impacted upon every area of my own life. It will involve a growing, ever-changing, loving personal relationship with God, with yourself, with your soulmate, your children, with your friends and acquaintances, with people who have passed into other dimensions, with your environment, with the universe, and even with those whom you now see as your enemies. It will demonstrate to you that if you receive God's love, everything else will be added to you. I can assure the reader that everything I've written about in this book is true. I'm not making up stories, presenting theories as facts, nor am I just hoping that what I'm teaching is true. Rather, all of the things I present here I have discovered through my own personal experience, and I suggest to you that no matter who you are, you can do the same. God's truth can only be fully understood through a personal experience between oneself and God, which will be emotional and life-changing. It cannot be fully understood with the intellect, since intellectual development has limitations, whereas emotional experience has no limit. This book is a means to provide an overview of God's truth, but a personal relationship with God will be necessary and essential in order for the material in this book to be truly comprehended. In addition, it is essential that the reader does not assume that this book, or any other book for that matter, can describe all of God's truth. This book is an introduction to the infinite truth that is available for each of us to receive from God about ourselves and every subject within the universe, should we choose to engage a personal relationship with our Creator. God's truth is infinite in nature, and although simple to obtain, is complex in its implementation. So humankind will continue to discover more of it throughout eternity without ever knowing divine truth in its entirety. Only God will ever know all of God's truth. God is divine, and absolute truth is divine truth.
And here's Mike Carney introducing A.J. Miller for Secrets of the Universe.
Hello, everyone. Yes, A.J.'s asked me to give a brief introduction before he starts off today. So I've been thinking about how can I possibly do justice to what I think you're about to hear, because the first time I met A.J., it literally changed my life. And so really the only thing I think I can do is perhaps tell you a bit about what's happened to me having met AJ and having practiced what he's been teaching really. So by way of background, I've been sort of searching spiritually for probably about 7 years, initially as a bit of a tourist, and then more seriously, and I got to the point where every path I went down seemed to sort of end with like, well, this doesn't quite fit, or there's something missing here, or it just didn't feel right. And then 2 years ago, I met AJ, and he was giving a talk very similar to the one that you're about to hear now. And so I started off, and I was like, yeah, well, I know that. I've read that. I've heard this. And then it was kind of, I've never heard that before. And, wow, that's kind of different, and this makes a lot of sense. And, wow, I wonder if this is really true. And it literally blew me away that evening, and I went back with my girlfriend, and we literally, well, we stayed up to about 4 o'clock in the morning that night, just discussing what we'd heard, and going through it, and so we sat there and we thought, okay, well, what should we do? And AJ said, well, try it and see if it works. So that's what we decided to do. We thought, okay, well, we'll try this, and let's see if it really does change our lives, because it feels like it will do. And so the first thing we did was had a bit of a truth purge in our relationship. And I can say it was a pretty painful experience, to be honest with you. Heard some things I really didn't want to hear. That was the start, really. And but in doing that, from hearing the truth, there's also a kind of relief that came with it, and some of the insecurities that I may have felt, or those feelings that I couldn't get rid of, at least I were validated now. And having had that truth, it allowed me to look at the situation and sort of think, okay, well, at least I know what we're honest now, and we know where we're at. And we started moving forward from there and practicing as much as we could. The next thing was have a truth session with myself about who I really am, and that was even harder. When I started looking at myself and sort of looking at who I thought I was and who I presented myself to be to the world, and I looked very carefully at what my actual actions were, I noticed there was a gap between the two, and that gap was, if you like, the emotions that were within me that I really didn't want to look at, the feelings I didn't want to feel, the insecurities I was trying to cover, and and that was a very hard experience, and with a lot of AJ's help, and watching a lot of DVDs and listening, I managed to work my way through this process of being more and more honest with myself, and being more open-minded, being more humble. Humility has been a huge part of this. When I started off, I thought I knew quite a lot about the world and myself and spirituality, and the further I go down this path, I realize I know very little. Or at least I'm learning more, as more honest I can be with myself. So, it's been what a life-changing experience for me, both myself, my partner, and I'm sure there's many of you here that know AJ, that have also found this to be pretty life-changing as well. Some of the most amazing things that I've found is like when I can connect to an emotion and I start really owning and taking responsibility for myself rather than blaming somebody else or being angry with somebody else, I find my life starts to change and I see my children change as well. When I can deal with something, my children are freed from that emotion that I'm not dealing with and that responsibility to try and, I know, I guess I used to shut them down and not want them to reflect back to me. So there's been so many things along this journey. And really all I'd say to you before sort of wrapping up is that to get something from this, as much as a part, if you can get just a tenth or a hundredth of what I've received from learning from AJ, it's like, please try and be as open-minded as possible. That's helped me so much because I found some of the hardest things and things that slowed me down the most are when I've really tried to hold on to like an old belief or something that I just don't want to be true. And that's been a real hindrance, especially when I look back and think, that was right, damn. That took a long time to fill that one. And so when I do get stuck, another thing that I try and do is like, I look back to where I was at a week ago or a month ago or even a year ago, and I see how much I've changed and how much my life has improved by following what AJ has taught and just always trying to look honestly at what's happening and always taking responsibility for myself and always trying to feel my emotions. Okay. That's where I'm at now, but I think that'll probably do for me, really. I'll pass you over to AJ.
Thank you for listening. Again, the website for this show is divinetruthpodcast.wordpress.com. And you can find AJ and Mary's website at divinetruth.com. Their YouTube channels are Divine Truth and Divine Truth FAQ.